You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Astros and D-backs playing a four-game home-and-home series. Baxter having some fun with Jake Marisnyk and J.D. Davis before the game. Once it got started, the Astros hitters would have the last laugh. We pick it up in the first. George Springer facing Anthony Bonda.
The two-ball, two-strike pitch, and it's hit in the air to left. Bonda on Herman dives, and he got it. What a play by Herman in left field. On the sinking line drive by George Springer. He's got a big smile on his face, shaking his head, and that's one out. Comes set of the belt, checks the runners. And Springer is shot to right center. That's a hit. It's going to score one. It's going to score two. Marisnyk around third. He will come to the plate without a throw from Drury. Two-run double. Off the bat is Springer. The Astros lead here 3-0. Little blooper that fell in front of Pollock. Here's the first pitch to him. And a line drive to right. That's going to get down. That's an extra base hit. Right field line. And Bregman might not be satisfied with two. He's not. He's going to go to third. And he will make it in there with his fourth triple. And it's 4-0 Houston. Peacock lines it down the right field line, and that's fair. Into the corner, extra base hit. It's going to score one. Rather runner around third being Ray Stoners. No throw by Drury, and it's a two-run double for the pitcher, Brad Peacock, and it's a 7-0 Houston lead here. Well, they walked Marisnyk intentionally to get to Peacock, and he shot one that was just fair down the line and right. He is ready. And his 0-2 pitch to the Diamondbacks right fielder is a swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the inning's over. Diamondbacks get a run, though, in the inning. Two hits in the inning. There was a Houston error and a man left at third. We'll head down to the sixth. A little closer are the D-backs. It's now 8-4.
The Astros win it 9-4. All nine Houston starters collect at least a hit, including starting pitcher Brad Peacock, who only lasted 4 2/3 innings on the hill. The Astros' bullpen was great, 4 1/3 scoreless, allowing just one hit, and Houston pitchers struck out 17 D-backs batters. Bonda allows 8 earned runs on 9 hits over 4 innings, and he sees his ERA rise to 7.32. His skipper, Torrey Lovello, spoke after the game.
Yeah, we were playing uphill baseball the whole way. I think Anthony never really found a rhythm, made some mistakes to a very, very good offensive team, and, they're gonna punish you and make you pay for those mistakes, and you got to give them some credit. But in Anthony's case, he had a couple of moments where things were starting to show some positive outcomes, but made a couple of mistakes at the wrong time. So he went as far as he could, allowed us to only use a couple of guys out of the bullpen, and I want to make mention of the two guys that came out of the bullpen. They threw the ball really, really well. Bracho and Hoover, 5 innings, 1 run, a solo home run. You can't ask for anything more. I felt offensively we were kind of scratching and clawing at certain moments to get back into the game. I know we loaded the bases a couple of times. One of them led to 3 runs. I felt like one more hit, one more big hit, 2 more big hits could have put us right back into the game. So our offensive approach was good. We didn't quit. And I think up until the final inning, you could see that we had some men in scoring or put some men on base. And that's what we're all about.
As far as Anthony, you mentioned some mistakes. What do you think prevented him from, like you said,
We hope so. I think the mound presence, the ability to rebound, to make adjustments from pitch to pitch, it's been evident. We've seen it. And today he just really couldn't get grounded and make things trend in a positive direction. So is it a youthful mistake? Maybe. But I know that we've seen all sorts of pitchers have those types of moments. And obviously the 5-run second was the big blow in the entire equation. Some well-hit balls. I thought some balls were well-placed too. And I don't want to downplay that they scored 5 runs. I don't want to minimize what they did. It was a legitimate inning. But I think he needed to step back and say, let me make some pitches and see if I can keep going into this game. And unfortunately, he didn't do that.
Given he struggled West a couple times out, would you at all reconsider Robbie's rehab start? Or is that a firm plan no matter what?
Yeah, that's going to be a firm plan with Robbie. We're going to stay – pretty straightforward with that decision. He's gonna go to Visalia on the 17th and get that outing behind him, and then join us as quickly as he possibly can after that.
Corey, how do you assess the home
stand? Inconsistent. It was an 8-game homestand. I think we won 3 games. It's something that we really haven't been doing all year long. We've protected this home field. I've asked these guys to come here and do that, which they've done all year long. We have a very good home record, but I felt like we were in position to win a couple of games that we didn't, which would have had a totally different record for this homestand. But, you know, look, we didn't do things great today, but we know we got to get to. And I think our guys are grinding away at it. They understand where we're at this point in the season. It's time to hit the road and start playing our baseball.
17 strikeouts, is that a function of getting behind early and trying to do too much at the plate?
Well, I mean, possibly. I think the pitchers have some good stuff. We're a pretty offensive team. But, yeah, I think that 17 strikeouts might be an indication that we're not staying with our approach or staying with our two-strike approach. I haven't had a chance to look at anything, so I don't know exactly what was going on. But, yeah, it's an uncomfortable number. We all know that. But, you know, maybe it was a day game after a night game, just a couple of moments that got away from us. But I think we'll make some adjustments and be ready for this road trip.
Any thought next time through the rotation if this you might change things up?
You talking about with Anthony's spot? You know, as of right now, no, it's not something that at least we haven't gotten together and huddled on or talked about. But we talk about everything. So I'm sure as a group we're going to sit down and figure out what's best for this team moving forward.
The 4-game home-and-home series heads to Houston on Wednesday. Taiwan Walker will get the start for the D-backs. He'll be opposed by Charlie Morton for the Astros.